Welcome to Close Up Radio, where our hosts, Doug Llewellyn and Jim Masters, bring you the amazing stories of people who answered the call to unlock their potential and taken control of their own success with authenticity, creativity, persistence, and resilience. Close Up Radio special guests share their knowledge and wisdom so you, the listener, can live the most empowered life possible. Close Up Radio. And now, here's today's host, Doug Llewellyn.
Well, hello, everybody. Thank you very much. Welcome back to Close Up Talk Radio. I am Doug Llewellyn, and I'm excited. We have someone very special that we're going to be talking today with for the next half hour. I think you're going to find her actually quite amazing indeed. Her name is Lillian Williams. She is a medium. And she has her own practice. It's called Green Mountain Mediumship. She's based in Rutland, Vermont. And it's a partnership that Lillian has. She has a unique ability to connect to the other side and draw wisdom from source. In addition to a mediumship, she possesses almost every psychic ability one could possibly have. And she is the highest level of all empaths. Green Mountain Medium, as Lillian points out, is her connection to spirit and things unheard and unknown. And she just lets spirit come out and be free. She lets the spirit guide her to heal. Like many people with her ability, she literally saw ghosts as a child. She said she has been through trauma from a very young age. She spent her entire childhood just wanting to be normal, but as she puts it, she just didn't fit in. She finally realized that no matter whether it would be relationships or people in school, she was always trying to find herself in somebody else. And she finally, stepped back and realized that, no, I have everything I need, and that is when she started rising. She says without spirit, she doesn't know where she would be right now. It's gotten her through things that she probably shouldn't have gotten through, but she found her light in the darkness. And she points out now she can help others do the same. Her whole life has been leading up to learning how to heal. She is, quite frankly, one of the youngest people we've ever featured here on Close Up Talk Radio. And while she may be new to practicing as a medium professionally, she brings an incredible amount of enthusiasm to share with others. As she points out, without her connection to spirit, she's just a small town girl. Spirit makes her special. So she's in co-creation with spirit right now, and we're just going to see where the spirit leads us. She's so proud that she's making an impact, and she is meant to leave a mark. So that's a little bit about Lillian's story. It's kind of amazing. She has a wonderful website. I'm going to give you that website as we go along, so if you're inclined, you might want to learn more about Lillian or maybe even get in touch with her. And that's how you can do it, through direct contact from her website. But in any event, Lillian Williams is her name. She's based again in Vermont, where it's a gorgeous day. At least I assume it's a gorgeous day. I didn't ask Lillian about that. Let me ask you, Lillian, what kind of a day is it this morning in Vermont?
It's a little cold, but it's sunny. I like the warmth, so it's a little cold for my liking, but that's okay.
All right. Well, that's good. Well, I'm talking about, and we're talking about your desire and ability to help people. Let me just ask you flat out, how do you help people? What, the people who come to you, what are they looking for? What kind of help are they seeking? How would you answer that?
So it really depends because, I'm a jack of all trades spiritually, so it really depends on each and every individual. Spirit will go in and they will give people the messages that they need to hear. So each message you get from me, it's completely customized, it's completely special for you. And the thing about it is, I oftentimes don't have comprehension of what I'm saying because my brain actually shuts off and it's just spirit talking to you. I connect people to their loved ones. I do Reiki. I communicate with animals. I basically do anything one can imagine. So it's kind of depends on what an individual is looking for.
Well, you know, your story is absolutely amazing. And I happen to mention you're one of the younger individuals that we've had here as a guest. I'll be honest with you, I don't know your age, and you don't have to tell me, but if you would like to.
I'm 22. I just turned 22.
22. Well, you're not that young. I mean, you're young, yes, you're young, but You're not a child, for heaven's sakes. When did you discover, quite frankly, you had these abilities?
Because for me, it's been my whole life. I never really comprehended that I was any different. So it was more of a kind of learning that other people didn't have the abilities I had. It was learning to separate the anxieties that I was picking up from everybody else, from my own life, and just figuring out who's Lillian on her own. What's Lillian's energy on her own? You know, and then I was able to be like, oh my goodness, this isn't normal. It's because my whole life, like, I grew up in a seventh generation farmhouse. So I would literally be a little girl that was seeing full body apparitions of ghosts from the 1800s.
Your family ghosts, right? People from the same
house.
Yes, my
ancestors.
Exactly.
My ancestors.
Yes, exactly. How was it when you were a child in school? Did you feel like you were different from the other kids, you know, your classmates?
Very much so. I always kind of felt like I stood out a little bit. It wasn't because I would pick up on everybody else's anxiety, and I was kind of getting those telepathic hits, and, you know, in middle school and high school, that's not always fun. Plus, I didn't really have full comprehension. That's what it was. Like, that's what was happening to me, and I didn't really understand it. So I just kind of was very secluded. I was very shy. I was very growing up was kind of a blur for me, to be totally honest with you, because, like, I was just kind of living, like, in between worlds. Does that make sense?
It does, and I can understand that. And I'm wondering if you know, did your parents realize you had these abilities? How about that?
I don't necessarily think it was my parents. I think it was probably my great-grandfather who noticed it first. I was very close to him as a very little girl. And I had a parlor growing up, and he made that into a family archive. So I literally had pictures all around my walls of literally the ancestors, and I would get scared to go in there without him because I would actually see them standing by me, or I would see them and he would kind of tell me that it was okay and that there was nothing to worry about and that it was just family. So I definitely think it was more my grandfather or my great-grandfather, I mean, that really kind of helped me through that in the very beginning, and I don't know what I would have done without him.
That's very understandable, too. So let me ask you, you are still relatively young. Are you still living in that farmhouse, or have you moved out and are on your own now?
I live alone here, and then I have two tenants upstairs.
Oh, okay. Well, that's good. Very good. But you've set out on your own now. You have your own business, as we mentioned. It's called Green Mountain Medium. So how do you work with people? Obviously, COVID has dictated, I presume, much of how you work. I don't know how early you started this in life, but COVID has been going on for 2 years, you know. What about now? Do you work with people in person, or do you still do this
over the telephone? I work with people in person. I do group readings. Restrictions have eased up where I'm from. I'm not sure about where everybody else is from, but around here, the restrictions have really, really started to ease up. So it's kind of made me a little bit more flexible. I do offer virtual sessions, so that way if, like, they're long distance, I can connect to them. Or if they want to do a virtual call instead of an in-person call, even if they're local, I'm very flexible. I can do in-person, Zoom sessions, whatever. It's personal preference, really.
Well, no doubt most people would find your abilities very unique and very special. And a lot of people, I'm one of them, wonders, how do you do this? How does this happen? And I know they're unique abilities. It's a gift you have. One of them, obviously, you connect to the departed. You will help people talk to long-lost relatives, you know, or recently lost relatives or relatives who recently passed away. Let's put it that way. Do you have any idea how you do that? And I know you said, but let me ask another question first. You said it's your brain kind of checks out, and it's the spirits are talking through you. You are the medium through which they are communicating. When a session has finished, are you aware of what has happened? Let me ask you that.
Kind of, but not really. Does that make sense? Like, it's hard because it's like, because it's a trance state. What mediumship is, it's a trance state, and I don't have control of what's coming out of my mouth. I don't have control of what I'm saying. And because I am that Hyoka, like, I naturally do things in my own life where I will mirror people, whether it be their emotions, whether it be their toxicities, whether it be their positive energies. It doesn't matter, because what spirit uses me for, I'm not just that medium, but they literally use me as a direct mirror to kind of trigger people to look at themselves in the mirror. Does that make sense? So it's like, I'll do things without even knowing I'm doing things that just seem crazy, but I'm not crazy. Does that make sense?
Okay. Sure. Yeah. And nobody's saying you're crazy. There's nothing crazy about
that. No, I know. But, yeah. Like, one of the things that I've had to learn is, like, at first I thought I was crazy. Like, as a little girl, I would see ghosts, and after my I thought I was a little bit crazy. I'm not going to lie to you. And then I kind of realized that, oh, this is actually a gift. It's not something to fear. It's something that I should embrace.
When you there's so many questions I have. I'm interested in number one. When you're walking down a street and people are walking by you, are you getting impressions of people? Or are you knowing things about them as they walk by?
Yes.
Really?
Absolutely. Wow. They don't have to tell me anything. I know them. They don't even have to interact with me. I just know them. I know their energy. Energy speaks a lot louder than words. And for me, it's hard to go to the grocery store. I oftentimes, if I go to the grocery store, even if I have a list, I forget things because it's so distracting for me, because I'm not just dealing with everybody in the grocery store. I'm dealing with all their departed loved ones. I'm dealing with all their energies. I'm dealing with all their traumas. Like, I can look at somebody and I can tell you everything they've been through. And
wow.
Also, I can tell you about your departed loved ones.
Can you turn it off?
No, not really. It's what I do. It's a full state of surrender. It's not one of those things that, even if I wanted to, what I do is so beyond me. It's for a greater good. So I'm constantly getting downloads, whether it be 2, 3 in the morning. I have to wake up. I have to journal. And it's a process for me of being able to stay grounded within myself and being able to stay grounded with my own energy, so I can separate it and I can help people, because it is so easy. Not just like I've figured it out, but I find with other empaths and other people, because everybody has some sort of ability. And this is what spirit says I do, because I have everything. I'm able to help everybody, whether they're a psychic and need help trying to navigate their own psychic abilities. So that's another thing I do. I help other psychics. I help other empaths come into their abilities, and kind of I can help them tone it down and separate it. Because once you figure out what your own energy is and you can find your calm within the storm or the chaos, I like to call it the calm and the chaos. So, and that's what spirit says I am. Spirit says I'm the calm and the chaos for many, many, many people.
Mm. You know, the term psychic, most people are familiar with that. What is an empath? Define that for me.
So an empath is somebody who is very sensitive, who picks up on other people's emotions, and they kind of take on other people's energies as their own. Does that make sense?
Okay. I'm hearing it. Yeah.
Yeah. And there are different levels of empaths. There are, because people, like, one of the main abilities of an empath is the clairsentience, and that's the clear feeling. And that's one of the things I help people navigate through, because a lot of the time empaths will take on other people's energies and they become sponges for everybody else's energy around them.
Let me ask you what it's like to live the kind of life you do. Do you like it? Do you enjoy this? Are you having fun?
I wouldn't trade it for the world, but with that being said, as much as it's my biggest blessing, it can also be my biggest curse at times, because, like I said, there's no off switch. It's my everyday life. It's who I am. It's what I do. And I'm not going to lie, it gets draining. I have to be very, very careful of the people I allow around me and in my energetic field, because I'm picking up on everybody. Whether or not they're upstairs or downstairs with me, like, I'm still getting the telepathic hits. I'm still getting, like, it does not matter. I still have to deal with everybody's energy as if it's my own. And it's really separating it, and it's really, really listening to myself and listening to spirit and listening to the wisdom, because my gifts are here to guide people.
I can imagine it would be kind of draining. No kidding.
It gets very draining, and that's where I really plug into the self-care.
Yeah. What about when you're talking to people on the phone or doing a Zoom, you know, call, something like one of meetings like that? Does it make any difference if you're 100 miles away from them or, you know, right
energy
in front of them?
Energy is energy. Yes, yeah. It's definitely a more powerful experience in person just because you're actually able to interact with me. But energy is energy regardless of if I'm on the computer screen with them or if I'm in person. Energy is energy. No matter the distance, no matter the time. And that's the thing. Like, there is no time. There is no, it's everything like that. It's all a man-made illusion. It's not something that is really prominent. It's an illusion.
It's amazing. I love talking to you. You're really full of a lot of good information. This is just wonderful. Let me ask you, when people come to you, let's say they want to contact, a relative or friend or whatever, that whomever that may have recently passed away, how do you go about doing that? How does that happen?
So
how do you begin with your client?
When I have a client call me, the only information I want from them is I only want their name, their number, and their address if I'm going. I don't like to know any information. I don't like to know who I'm channeling because spirit comes through. If spirit needs to speak, spirit will speak through me. And that's the thing. Even, like, I've had people say they've been to other mediums and mediums haven't been able to pick up on, like, the souls they've been trying to connect to. But, see, that's part of what I do because, like, I have a natural act for getting people to communicate with me, whether it be, like, in the living or the dead. Like, I just have a way of turning it on and making people talk to me, even if they don't want to talk. Does that make sense?
Yeah, sure. I understand that. So when you do these kind of sessions with people, what kind of if you don't recall yourself and you're serving as the medium, and again, whoever you're communicating with, and I guess it doesn't matter how long they have been gone as long as spirits are there. It could be someone,
yeah. Time is
I'm assuming,
like
who died 100 years ago or
yep.
2 weeks ago. Would that be right?
Yep.
What kind of reaction do you get back from the clients who've come to you? How has it helped them? Do they talk to you and tell you what they've learned?
Yes. A lot of the times, like, I'll get reviews or, like, I'll ask, because what it is, like, I don't know what I'm saying. So what it is, it's kind of like a conversation back and forth between them. Or, like, I'll pick up on things, and, like, they'll have to kind of put some things together because, like, I never know. Does that make sense? So it's, like, every client I've worked with, I've never not hit. Does that make sense? Like, the thing is, I know I'm going to hit. Hitting isn't the issue. It's just a matter of if people are willing to actually own up to stuff. Does that make sense? Because I genuinely know too much sometimes.
No, it makes sense. Absolutely.
I do.
So you will do these sessions of one-on-one. You do family sessions. Now, why would one do a family session? Explain that to me. That's pretty fascinating.
Let's say if a family loses for example, a father, and instead of doing an individual session, like, what I'll do is I can get, like, the family together. Let's say it's, like, a group of, like, four people, and they're all from the same family. So that group, I would go in, and then I would just talk to that specific loved one, because when somebody comes to me for a family session, they're coming to me because they're trying to reach out as a family. And what I do is I'm able to give the departing messages to the family, and I'm able to all help them transition and heal at once. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does. You say you do this to give them a chance to heal, maybe settle some unfinished business, mourn the past and forgive. Would that be about right?
Yes. Yes. Because a lot of times when people pass away, there's a lot of unresolved stuff. And until that stuff gets resolved in the physical, like, the souls have a very difficult time moving on if there's unfinished business and their loved ones are still hurting. Like, they don't like to move on until they know their loved ones are going to be okay. And I'm able to, so I help both the living and the dead move on and heal and forgive and just kind of move on. Does that make sense? Because a lot of the times when people pass away, it's just their soul and they become very almost stuck if they can't say what they need to say, especially if, like, let's say it's a traumatic death or a very sudden death where there was absolutely no closure. I help people find their closure, and I help people find their peace, because a lot of time in death, people hold on to things. People hold on to things that are very things they shouldn't be holding on to, Spirit says, because oftentimes I find that the people left in the living will blame themselves. And what happens during any session, especially a family session, is they come through and they talk to this family and they say what they didn't get a chance to say, that they wish they could say.
Right.
And that's part of my greatest gift, is I'm able to actually allow them to have that closure and say what they didn't get to say.
Well, those are very specific sessions when you're doing family sessions and reaching out to someone who was recently departed. On the other hand, you invite people to do group readings where you tell them, get your friends or family and coworkers together for a rather fulfilled evening and have them invite their friends. And everybody's welcome, right?
Yes, and those are free to host. I think if you want to host a group reading, it's free to host, because if you want to share me with your friends, you shouldn't be charged, and that's how I feel, you know?
Well, tell me what happens, because you describe it on your website as an opportunity to experience your uncanny abilities firsthand as you mingle among the crowd. Talk a little bit about exactly what happened. And, you know, what does happen? What might someone learn? Sounds amazing.
So I physically have to experience everything somebody goes through. Like, I have to physically experience the death of a person. And that's how I know I get messages like that. The other day I did a group reading, and I actually got a nosebleed prior for the first time in my life. And I was like, okay, so this isn't normal, because I've never had a nosebleed. And sure enough, there was a gentleman who got really chronic nosebleeds towards then, because I think he had, like, aneurysms or something. So that's just kind of, like, the level of extreme stuff I'm at. Let's say if somebody commits suicide and shoots themselves, and like, I have to feel the bullet through my head, and it's almost like forensic stuff. So basically what a group reading is, it's a spitfire of every single download I'm getting, and then what the people at the group are kind of responsible for is when I'm speaking and it's resonating, they need to raise their hand, and then Spirit will come through really quick and talk to them and give them confirmation. So a group reading is like a
I'm sorry, I was going to ask you, in addition to this, you know, reaching out to someone who has passed, do you tell people things that may be happening in their future? Do you get those kinds of impressions?
Yeah. So the thing about the future is it's interchangeable. The future is never set in stone. What I can do if you want a future reading is I can tell you the, like, current trajectory of your life with the actions you're taking now in your own life, and I can kind of tell you where it's going. And that can either serve as an okay, you're good, or that can serve as an okay, I need to make changes. Because what I do is, like, I help people through their own darkness a lot, and this is where I was getting. So I can go in and I can tell people what they need to deal with and what they need to address and what they need to heal in their own life to make them a better person, to bring them closer to their true authentic soul, and to really help guide them through life. Because a lot of the times people get stuck in everyday life, and they get stuck in their karma, and they get stuck, and they're just needing advice. They're just needing a friend, and I believe a friend of spirit is a friend to all. So, that's, yeah.
Absolutely. Do you, by the way, do you hear from people later on after you've done a reading for them, maybe 6 months will pass, and you do you get contact back to find out if what you told them really did materialize? Does that happen?
Yes. It does. A lot of the times, even, let's say I'll be doing a mediumship reading, and then they'll go home and they'll look for something. Like, cause sometimes, like, the spirits will say things that the living people don't even know, and then they'll go back and they'll find things, and they'll message me, and they'll be like, oh, my goodness, you were right. And I'm like, yeah, spirit's usually not wrong, guys.
That's great. Obviously, you know, that's what you need, an accuracy record. Yeah, this, what I'm telling you, really could happen. You know, your website, you have a great website, by the way. It's GreenMountainMediumLLC.com. Let me give that again. GreenMountainMediumLLC.com. If you go there, you will see all the various packages of readings and things that Lillian can do for you. One of your packages involves what is called the art of smudging. What is that? I've never heard of that.
So that's saging. And what saging is, it's house cleansing. So I'll go in with my herbs, my bundles of herbs, and I'll sage your house for you to kind of clear out the stagnant energy, and I'll actually teach you how to do it, as long as it's safe, because sometimes in situations, sometimes that can kind of turn into more spiritual warfare if there are more negative energies there. But so long as it's safe, I'll teach you and help you through it, so that way you can do it yourself. And then if you don't want to do it yourself, I'm more than happy to come back and do it regularly for you.
Well, that's great. Obviously, you will do a complete mediumship experience. You also do, I love this, a quick fire advice.
Thank you.
Someone can call you and ask you a question, and you give them 10 minutes, and you'll give them advice. That's a quick fire advice. That's pretty cool. That's pretty good. Does it work? Do you get a lot of requests for those?
I do. I'll have a lot of people call me, and, you know, like, a lot of people can't afford, like, the full-blown reading, so, like, they'll just have a quick question, and they'll just be like, oh, I don't really know what to do, and Spirit will just kind of give them quick advice.
Yeah. I can't help but ask you, what do you think you would be doing if you weren't doing this? I mean, when you grew up, did you have dreams of, you know, being, I don't know, a business executive or being whatever you name it?
So I actually worked in a vet clinic for, I think, 5 years. I started there when I was relatively young. I think I had just turned 16, and then I basically ended up kind of running it and training everybody and doing schedules and all that. And I was also planning to become a groomer. And yeah, so I've had a connection to animals my whole life, and it wasn't until later it clicked that, oh, I'm actually telepathically communicating with animals.
Now, you know, I was going to ask you about that. That's another amazing thing. What can you learn from animals? When you communicate, what kind of feedback can you get from an animal? A dog, a cat, whatever?
Oh, a lot of the times, like, animals will mirror their owner's kind of emotions, or they'll, because animals are very good transmuters. They literally go in and they transmute and they heal your energy. And a lot of the times, if an animal is acting up, it's because it's your energy that's off. It's not so much them, it's you. And what that means is they're trying to help you, but because they're taking on so much, they need to do things. Like, oftentimes they'll pace, or they'll just kind of go around in circles, or they'll get really anxious. What was that?
You know, Lillian, I hate to interrupt. We're running out of time. I'm so sorry. I wish we had more time to chat with you. I'm really impressed with your abilities. And again, I want to point out to everybody, Lillian Williams has this great website. It is GreenMountainMediumLLC.com. If you're interested in having her help you communicate with an animal, a pet, or a recently lost loved one, that's where you go to get help. And Lillian can do it. Lillian, thanks so much. It's been great having you as a guest. I enjoyed this. Thank you, man.
You have been listening to a broadcast from Close Up Radio, a division of Close Up Television Incorporated. For more information about our show and to be considered for future broadcasts, please visit closeuptelevision.com. You may also learn about us on social media and listen to us on podcast and internet radio. Thank you for joining us, and we hope that you have an empowered and productive day.
That's it, everybody. I'm Doug Llewellyn. I'll see you next time. Bye for now.